Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Tes, and we are on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. And starting with three lines from the bottom. If you remember, yes, we were talking about the machlokas, the three shittas in the Mishnah, whether by the case of Shochei Lo'ovid Kochavim, if somebody shechs for a non-Jew, the Tanakhama said the shechit is kasher, Rabbi Elazar said the shechit is pasul, and the svaras were given. Rabbi Elazar gave his own svara that it's the machshava of the Ovid Kochavim that affects the shechita of the Yehudi, and Rabbi Yossi said the Kavachomer that of course it should not affect it. If by kachim it doesn't affect it, so too by chulin, if a short should not affect it, because chulin is a context where machshava plays less of a role in general. Just one ha'ara, the Meshech Chachma points out on a pasuk at the end of Parshas Vayetze, where Yaakov Avinu has gone away now from Lavan, and the pasuk says right before Maftir, Vayizbach Yaakov Zevach Bahar, Vayikra Lechov Lechol Lechem. Yaakov shechs a karban Bahar, and he calls his brothers to eat bread, Vayochlu Lechem Vayalinu Bahar. Meshech Chachma points out that this is the first time that we find the verb zevach. Ad kan lo matzanu b'torah zevach. We don't find anyone before this actually shechting. Here he's shechting. Yes, there was mizbeach, but there was no zvicha. Mishum shebnei noach hayu makrivim l'gavoa shchutim v'tahorim, kamo sh'asa noach. Aval chulin hayu ochlim b'nechira. But kamo b'yisrael b'amidbar. Before bnei noach, when they brought karbanas, then they had a shech. But if they didn't bring karbanas, they could do whatever they want. They could eat a b'nechira. Says the Meshechach, mo l'fizeh, now that Yaakov Avin is going back to Eretz Yisrael, divrei ha-Ramban, as the Ramban writes, which we have mentioned in the past, that yeah, the Avos kept the mitzvahs fully only in Eretz Yisrael. Yitachen liyos, it could be, ki bahar ha-Gilad, where they were now, har ha-Gilad, shetzafa Yaakov, shaha mitzpeh yihiyeh lebanav, shevet Menashe. He saw here, this har ha-Gilad was going to be to shevet Menashe in the future, shamar shchita. That's why all of a sudden he shechted, because this is what this is going to be, at least partially, Eretz Yisrael. V'lachen v'yizbach zevach. And that's why he did the zevach. And what does it say? It says shechted, and then it says he called his brothers lechol lechem. V'yikra le'echav, everybody around. Why did he call them and then have the meal and then shecht? The answer is because of our Gemara. Az kara osam, shayachoshesh lekro osam b'chai yatzon, shechash b'pnei shochi lavod azara, d'chazem achashi v'zeh over. He was worried about the shittas in this Gemara, that they might have avodas kochavim thoughts. Lachin lo kara osam rak la'achar shenishchat v'huchnu v'nisbashlu v'niyu lechem lechol u borer. That is why he only called to them after he shechted. That's the mediyak in the pasuk. V'yizbach Yaakov zevach, and then v'yikra lechol 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 lechem. Okay, that's a ha'ara of the Meshech Chachma on the pshuto shel mikra in the end of Parshas Vayetze. Okay, we continue now with the Gemara. Ika da'amri, we're on. So we just had one explanation of the Mishnah. What are the svaras of the Mishnah? The Gemara assumed that the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi were different opinions, even though they both said shechitas kshera in this case. Why does the Mishnah have different opinions about it? So the Tanakama says kshera, the Rabbi Elazar says pasul, and Rabbi Yossi says also kshera based on the Kavachomer. So the first version of the Gemara was that both the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer hold like. So the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar both hold like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Shamati Shabaylu Mefaglim, that a person other than the Oved's Machshava can have an effect. The question is, what do we assume if we don't know? Do we assume Stam Machshavas Oved Kochavim Labodes Kochavim or not? That's the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yossi came along and said, no way. I argue on Shamati Shabaylu Mefaglim. Well, we don't say that. We don't say Zemachashev, Vizeh, Oved. Right? We knock that out totally. We discussed yesterday the Gvur Shmonim, the question about Anisha Sota with the Machshava. So that is all version number one to explain the Machlokas. Version number two, third to last line, Ika Da'amre, Bidishamine, Dechashiv, Pligi. The Machlokas is where we heard, where we know, where the Oved Kochavim said Beferish, that I am thinking L'shem Oved Kochavim, meaning both of them hold Bailam or Mefaglim, but the question is, do you say Stam if you don't know? So if you heard, but this is the case where you heard Tanakama Savar, Ki Amrina Zemachashiv Zeh Oved. The Tanakama holds that when do we say Zemachashiv Zeh Oved? He does hold that principle that works. But when do we say that works? Hani Mili Bifnim. That's only in by Kadshim, Bifnim, in the Beis HaMikdash, literally. Avo Bachutz Lo, but Bachutz, which means if you're shechting an animal, Lashem Avodah Zara, nothing to do with the carbon, but you don't say that. Lo, you don't say that by Chulin, the Machshava of one, can affect the status of the carbon. Chutz Mipnim Lo Yafinan. The Tanakhama does hold of the concept of Ze Oved Ze Machashev. You do say that, but you only say that in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't say that outside of the Beis HaMikdash. You don't say that by Chulin, Lashem Avodah Zara. That is opinion number one. V'yasa Rabbi Eliezer, L'meyman, Rabbi Eliezer comes along and says, Yalfina Chutz Mipnim, he has the most wide-ranging shita. Not only do you say it in the Beis HaMikdash by Karbanos, but you also say it by Chulun L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So you learn Chutz Mipnim. V'yasa Rabbi Yossi, L'meyman, Afilu, Bifnim Nami, Zemachashev, Zeobe Lo Amrinan. Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, no, even in Kadshim you don't say it. Even in Kadshim you don't say it in general, that one person could think, and one person could do the avoda. What's pigol? What all the machshavas of shalol lishma? All of those is where the kohen himself thinks of these. He's the ovid and he's the choshev. But Rabbi Yossi argues on the principle of shabbati shabayin lebefaglim. Right, so that's the second view of interpretation of the machlokas in the Mishnah. Okay, itmar says the Gemara, we're going to have a machlokas amoraim related to this machlokas tanoim. Itmar hashochet es habehema lizrok dam al avodas kochavim. If somebody shechs an animal, we have this back in avodas zara. We have this back in zvachim and avodas zara. We have this a few times. If somebody shechs an animal, lizrok dam al avodas kochavim. Somebody shechs an animal and they have in mind the shechit is perfect, but they have in mind that they're going to take the blood of this animal and sprinkle it to avodas zara. So they shech the behema to do. To sprinkle his blood. Ula haktir chel ba lavodas kochavim, or to burn of its fats to avodas kochavim. So, what is the halacha in that case? Where the shechita is fine, you just have a machshava to do something lavodas zara later in the process. Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Omar psula, reish lakash amar muteris. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's pasul. What does pasul mean here? So Rashi says it means asur bahana'a. Aser Bana, that's what Rabbi Yochanan means as possible, meaning it's somehow connected to Avodah Zarah. The Rashba even has the girsa of Asura instead of Psula. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Psula, it's possible, even if, it's possible right now, even if you never end up doing this, never end up doing this Rikat Avodah Zarah, it's still going to be possible. Reish Lakish Amar Muteris, and Reish Lakish says it's Mutter, no, you're allowed to eat this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, why? Let's talk about the Svaras Mechashvin Me Avoda. Rabbi Yochanan says, you take into account Machshavis from one Avoda to another Avoda. So Rabbi Yochanan says, even though you're doing a Shechita perfectly, you're thinking about doing a Zrika improperly, Avoda Zara, that is halachically significant. Mechashvin Me Avoda Li Avoda. And the Yalfinan Chutz Mipnim, and we also learn out Chutz Mipnim. We learn out Chulin Avoda Zara from Beis HaMikdash, from Kadshim. And that is where Rabbi Yochanan says, possible, both of those steps. You're mechashe mi'avoda li'avoda, and you learn at chutz mi'pnim, and that's why it works by avoda zara. Reish lakish amar muteres, ein mechashe mi'avoda li'avoda, v'lo gamrin chutz mi'pnim. Both. You don't say, you're not mechashe mi'avoda li'avoda, that is not allowed, that it does not have a glachic significance, and v'lo gamrin chutz mi'pnim, and we don't learn chulin, l'shem avoda zara, from karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Fine pigol, that's a din d'araisa, reish lakish can argue on pigol, but if somebody does it bachutz, so then ein mechashvin meavoda liavoda. Tosfos does point out in the second Tosfos. Then we'll get back We'll go to the first Tosfos first. The Gemara in Sanhedrin does say that Reish Lakish does admit, even though the animal is muteres, but the person is chayimisa. He did an avoda l'avoda zara. Right, he did a shechita l'avoda zara lizrok dama l'haktir dama. So the first line in Tosfos, mode Reish Lakish the chayimisa. Right, he's still chayim misa. It's just that the animal is not affected. Kedamrinim beperek dalan misas midi dahavi amishtachava lahar. Tosfos compares this, but quoting the Gemara, compare this to somebody who bows down to a mountain. Dahar muter va'ovda basayif. Right, what's the case of the bowing down to a mountain? So again, it's a mechubar. So therefore, it is not going to be affected. It is mechubar, but it is the person is going to be chayim misa. So you compare that to the this case here, where the chefsa is not going to be affected, even though the person is going to be chayiv misa in that case. Okay. Before we continue, let's go back for a second. So the Rishonim here discuss Rabbi Yochanan's Reish Lakish Shita. Reish Lakish says the animal is mutter. The shaila is, and we discuss this back on Daf Yudalit as well. Why is the animal mutter? Isn't he a mumar? Shechitas Mumar. So how can we say that he's going to be, this is going to be a good Shechita? It's exactly the same question that Tosfos and the Rishonim asked back on Daf Yudalid by a Shochet B'Shabbos Yom Kippurim, where there also, the Mishnah said, back in the first parak, that if somebody shechs on Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shechitas Oksheira. The Mishnah said, Afa Pisha Mischayev B'Nafsha Shechitas Oksheira. Very similar to our case here. As we just said, from the Gemara Sanhedrin, Mischayev B'Nafsha, skill Shechitas Oksheira. So what exactly is, how could you, Shechitas Mumar we know is not allowed. So, Tosis there said, maybe we're talking about Shogig, but here we're talking about Avodah Zarah. What kind of Shogig is there by Avodah Zarah? So, Tosis there brought up our Gemara, the end of the top Tosis of Yudalim and Aleph, says Tosfos at the end, Vahashta kiva de mumarhu below shum echon mikol elu, typically the pasul. Aval ibachada zimna lo itza shchitaso nicha. That's where Tosfos said his chiddush, that you don't become a mumar by once. It's got to be habitual behavior a few times. If you just do an act of heresy one time, that's not going to make you a mumar. Mishum pam achas lo chashe mumar, and then Tosfos says that's what you have to be assuming here. Pam achas is not going to make you into a mumar. Answer number one. If you look in Tosfos in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Aleph Aman Aleph, where this Gemara comes up also, he gives two other answers. Number one, maybe muteris of Reish Lakish only means mutter bahana'a, does not mean mutter ba'achila. Right, not the pashtus, but that's what Tosfos says. Pirish bahana v'lo ba'achila. Demumar lavoros kachavim aso lechel mishchitaso. Right, you can't get out of it. Inami, a second answer there, Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Afilu ba'achila shari. Why? Kivan de lo haya mumar me'ikara. U'bishchita zuhu denase mumar. This is what some Rishonim said back on Daf Yudalit as well, the Ran there. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that he becomes a mumar through the shchita, but it's only after the shchita. Once you do the entire shchita, Avodah Zarah, and now you achieve the status of mumar. It is even with once, against Tosfos. Even just once you become a mumar, but it's only after you do it. But during it, until you achieve it, you're not a mumar yet until the end. So that is why Tosfos says that he's not a mumar yet, and that's why this shchita is kshera. That is a mumar only la'achar shchita. A third answer. Other answers given, the Rashba here. The Rashba here gives another answer. The Rashba says that what does it say here? He has in mind Lizrok Dama. Who's going to be Zorik the Dam? So the Rashba says maybe the Jew here is shechting that somebody else is going to be Zorik the Dam to Avodah Zarah, not himself. Yesh Lomar, Delo Lizrok, who Dama Ka'amar? It's not that he is going to be Zorik the Dam. Elo Sheshoche Lagoy. V'yaldashi Yizrok Hagoy Dama Avodah Zarah. V'sheyakter Hagoy Chel Avodah Zarah. V'lo Dami Ledichri V'detai. It's not like the case we're going to have later on in the base. But this is a case where the Rashba suggests that someone else is going to be Zorik the Dam Avodah Zarah, and not him, and therefore that does not make him a mumar. Right? But the Rashba, though, does not give the answer. That's the Rashba's answer. What's important also, though, that Bach points out in the Siman Dal in Yerodeh, that seems to be a steer in the Rashba. The Rashba here does not give Tosfos' answer of he doesn't become a mumar with just once. So it sounds like from the Rashba, he does become a mumar with once, but here he didn't become a mumar because he had in mind that someone else would do the Zrika. But if you look elsewhere, the Rashba seems to say that answer, that he does become a mumar, Bipamachas, earlier on Daf Yudala, that was suggested. So the question is, how can in one place he assumes that you become a mumar with just once, in the case of Shochet B'Shabbos, and here he does not say that. There he seems to say you do not become a mumar with just once, and here he assumes you do, and therefore he has to come up with the answer that you don't become a mumar in this case, because it is a case that somebody else is going to do the Zrika. So the Bach says beautifully, Yerodeh Siman Dalet, that maybe there's a difference between what are you a mumar for. When it becomes for Shabbos, or when it comes to Avodah Zarah. For Avodah Zarah, that is even Pamachas. Mumar Avodah Zarah is a mumar even in one time. That's why the Rashba here assumes that you become a mumar even once, and that's why he has to come up with an answer why he did not become a mumar here in order to say the Shechitas Kshera. Mashekin there, Daf Yudalet by Shabbos, maybe by Shabbos, mumar once is not a mumar. He doesn't achieve the status. You're Mechalik, the Bach is Mechalik, between a mumar for Shabbos and a mumar for Avodah Zarah. Important yesod that the Rashba, according to Yisod, that the Rashba tells us. Okay, I just wanted to mention one more ha'ara related to this machlokas, and then we'll move on. The Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav is quoted in Zvachim Daf Yud notes on the, let's go back to the other Shita. We were speaking about Reish Lakish regarding the question that the Rishonim ask about Shechitas Mumar, but go back to the first Tosas for a second, I forgot to mention. And that is, Tosas quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where Reish Lakish's Shita here, where the item is Mutter, is similar to a case where somebody bows down to a mountain, where the item doesn't become Nasar, where the person is Chayim Misa. Ask the Briska Rav, what's the connection between Avodah Zara, like in our case, Machashim, Avodah Le'Avodah, and the case of a mountain? Well, how do you compare the cases? Why over there does it not become ne'esar? Because it's mechubar. And mechubar cannot be ne'esar, mishum tekrovas lavod azara. But the action of bowing down to the mountain, the ma'isa, is perfect. Lo chaser klum. And that's why he's chayiv misa over there. Because the action is a full action of chayiv misa. It's just that the item is not ne'esar because it's mechubar. But over here, isn't there a problem with the action? Avolhacha mashalo anasra behema, who mi paasha chaser b'maisav. Shalo asa avodah shlema avodah zara. He didn't do an avodah shlema because Reish Lakish holds in machashim mi avodah li avodah. And therefore, why should he be killed? How could the Gemara compare the case of Har, where it seems to be full of avodah zara, with just a limitation that the item is on nasar? Mashenki, when it comes to our case, isn't there a problem with the maisa? Says the Briska Rav, what are you forced to say? What are you forced to say? That tirits dahar lo mikri klal avodah zara mishum hachi gam mashem akrivim lahem einem ne'asarim avo balichayim avagav lo mitzri mishum avodah zara miyu elokus mikri v'tekrov shalam mitzri v'chazinan mizeh. Here's the key point: daha dahar lo ne'asar eino mishum delo chal ala mechuber isar avodah zara elo delagabe isar ba'atzmo be'emes chaser od beguf avodah. You have to bring one closer to the other. You have to make har like the case of ein mechash from mi'avodah le'avodah, or the other way. So the Briska Rav does is that he brings the case of Har closer. Meaning, don't say in the case of Har it's a full Maisa and there's just a problem that the item doesn't become Nasar. No, you have to say that even in the case of the Har, there's a Chisaron in the Maisa. And yet, even though there's a Chisaron in the Maisa because the item is not Nasar, it's good enough to be Mechayim Misa for that. So too here. You have to say one or the other, you have to bring one closer to the other. So that's what the Briska Rav does. He brings the case of Har closer to our case, and he says in both cases there's not a full Maisa, but it's good enough in order to be Mechayiv Misa. Okay, so that's the Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, and now we continue about Machashim Yavodah Liyavodah. The Azlu Litaimayu. And they go according to their reasonings, Lashitaso, De Itmar, because that was a case about Avodah Zara. So now we're going to go, what about a case of a karban? Shachta Lishma, Lizrok Dama Shalo Lishma. If somebody shechts an animal Lishma, Rashi says we're talking about a chatas, because we want to talk about a case of a karban that will be Pasul Shalo Lishma. So as we know from the first Mishnah in Zvachim, it's either chatas or Pesach Bezmano. So let's talk about a chatas. Make it simple. Shachta Lishma, Lizrok Dama Shalo Lishma. If somebody shechts an animal Lishma, Lizrok dama shalo lishma, and they have in mind, what does lishma mean? For the right carbon. I shech the chatos l'shem chatos, and I have in mind I'm going to do the zrikas adam as a shlamim, or as a different carbon. So what's the halacha there? Similar case. The shechita that you're doing is perfect, and you have in mind the zrika, which is not going to be perfect. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, Reish Lakish Amar Kshera, same machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, why mechashim me'avodah le'avodah? You're mechashim me'avodah le'avodah, v'gamrinan mi'machshev es pigol. And you turn from pigol. Pigol is a din daraisa. That's a pasuk in Chumash. That if I shecht an animal, and I have in mind that I'm going to do the zrika shalo bizmano, or I think I'm going to do the haktara shalo bizmano, that's beferish. That's beferish, that machshava works, and it creates pigol, and if somebody eats pigol, they're chayiv kar. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you learn out other thoughts, other machshavas within kachim from pigol. The gamrina mi machshavas pigol. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar kshera, no, that case is kosher. Why? Ain machashin mi avodah liavodah. V'lo gamrina mi machshavas pigol. In general, you're not machashin mi avodah liavodah. Pigol is a chiddush, and therefore you don't learn from pigol. Right, so you have the machlokas both by avodah zara and shchita l'shem avodah zara and shchita shelo lishma. So the gemara says the tzricha, you need to say both. You need to have the machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan by both cases. De'iyat mar baha, if you only had it in the first case, de'iyat mar baha, in the case of shochetes habehema by avodah zara baha kamar Reish Lakish and Lakish. Maybe only over there Reish Lakish would have said kshera mishum dechus mipnim lo yafina. Don't learn chulin from kachim. But at least within Kachim, maybe Shalol Lishma, you can learn from Pigol. Maybe there's more of an affinity between those. major topics that we discussed back in Zvachim. How do you look at all the machshavas psulos? But Pidimi, maybe he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan. That's good enough to learn. And if you only had the second case, maybe only over there Rabbi Yochanan extends it from Pigel to Shalol Lishma. But Aval Baha, but in our case of Shochel Lishma Avodah Zarah by Chulin, maybe he would agree to Reish Lakish because he's not, he's lo yafinan chutz mipnim, so tzricha. That's why you need both cases. So, machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish in two cases. Now let's try to, what is this doing here? Because we're going to try to ask a kasha from our Mishnah. So, Masa Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes now asks a kasha from our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi, kavachomer advarim. So Rabbi Yossi quotes as a kavachomer that the machshava of another should not have an effect on the oved. Uma b'makam shemachshava poselas b'kotcha. Let's look at his lashon again. If in a place where machshava does have an effect, which is by kadshim, machshava plays a key role. Ein hakol holeth el acher ha'oved, and yet by kadshim. One second. And yet by kadshim, the machshava only goes after the oved. Even by kadshim, makom she'ein machshava poselas bechulin. So in cases where, in the context where machshava does not play a role, by chulin ein odin shelo ye hakol holeth acher ha'shochet. So surely you should go by the shochet. That's the lashon of Rabbi Yossi. So what exactly does he mean? My eina machshava poselas bechulin. What does it mean? His line is, if in a case where machshava plays a role by kachim, so there you don't say someone else could think, so surely by chulin where machshava does not play a role. What does that mean that machshava doesn't play a role by chulin? Ein machshava poselas bechulin. Ilei medelo pasla klal. Is it that it never plays a role? A machshava by chulin never plays any type of role in passing a carbon? That can't be. El zvicha davar is gochav in the mitzvah hechem shkachas law. There is a case in the Torah that you're chayav from shechting l'shem avodah zarah. So machshava does play a role. If you shecht an animal avodah zarah, you're chayav misa. That's a regular case of shechita avodah zarah. So you can't say we're talking about just a regular case of chulin. There's never a case of chulin where machshava plays a role. So Ella, what must be the answer? Ella pshita me'avoda li'avoda. What must Rabbi Yossi be referring to, which is the case under discussion? Me'avoda li'avoda. By chulin, me'avoda li'avoda doesn't have an effect for hachikamer, and this is what Rabbi Yossi means. Uma b'makom shemachshava poseles b'mukdashin. If in a context by kachim where machshava does work, me'avoda li'avoda, and yet ain hakol holich el achra oved, you're allowed to have a machshava. Machshava from one avoda to another avoda doesn't have an effect, but it only goes by the person doing the avodah. Ein hakol holech el acher ha'oved. So makom she'ein machshava poselas bechulin me'avoda li'avoda. So by chulin, where machshava does not have an effect me'avoda li'avoda, ela ba'os avoda, only by the avoda itself. Ein odin shelo yeh hakol holech acher ha'shochet. So surely you should not be able to switch the choshev and the oved to say one have an effect on the other. So that's the Rabbi Yossi. That's our interpretation of Rabbi Yossi. We're putting in mechashim mi'avod le'avod into his words. So what are we left with? Penim kasha l'Rav Shimon ben Lakish, chutz kasha l'Rav Yochanan. We're left with a kasha on both. Penim is a kasha on Reish Lakish. Why? Because he seems to say that by kachim, you are mechashim mi'avod le'avod. And his lashon that he uses is poseles. Poseles is a larger word, a larger inclusive word than mefagel, mefagelus. If he only meant that pigol affects me'avodah li'avodah, he should have said mefagelus. The fact that he says poseles seems to be including even shelo lishma. If it's including even shelo lishma, that's a kasha even on Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish says even shelo lishma, you're not mechashim me'avodah li'avodah. So it's a kasha on Reish Lakish a little bit, and a chutz kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. And it's for sure a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan says you're mechashim me'avodah li'avodah even by chulin. And that Beferish Rabbi Yossi said, you don't do that. Right? So that's the kasha we have on each of them. Stop there for a minute. Tosas wonders, in Dibur Maschil Ella, the Gemara said, you have to say that Rabbi Yossi is referring to Mechashim Me'avod Le'avodah, or else, what else, right, what is he referring to? Right, there is a case of Shechita L'Avodah Zarah that's going to be Usser, so at least the main point of thinking L'Avodah Zarah, that for sure has to be Usser. Says Tosfos, no, I have an idea. Maybe thinking it is not Usser, and that's what Rabbi Yossi is referring to. What's the case that's Usser? Not only if you think it, but if you spoke it. If you spoke it, a topic that's come up many times, Tema, ask Tosfos, Ichashiv Pigol Af B'Machshava B'Lo Dibur, major Machlokas Rishonim. In all the cases where a Machshava ruins a certain context, let's say by a Machshava Haposelas by Kachim, that's the case of Pigol, it comes up. Do you need, could a thought be enough? If a Kohen thinks Pigol, is that good enough, or does he have to say it? that it's a major machlokas rishonim. What about similar topic is discussed at the end of Perek HaMafkid? Rashi and Tosafot discuss it, and that is by Shlichus Yad. If I'm watching something of yours and I plan to use it, Hachoshev l'shloach yad v'pikadon. It's the language of the Mishnah. So should that be taken literally? So that's what Tosafot discusses at the end of a mafkid. Maybe it shouldn't be taken literally. What it means is dibur. It means you speak it. Tverim shebelei b'inam dvarim. So in various contexts in halacha, we have this discussion. Is machshava good enough? Or does when it says machshava, it means concretize machshava, which is dibur. So Tosfos here suggests maybe what the Gemara could have said is that when it says by Chulin that we're never machash, then we're never the line of Zvicha Davar Skochav in the Mitzvah Hechemish Kachasla, maybe that's only by Dibur and not by Machshava. So that's what Tosfos suggests, and he says he doesn't answer the question. He just says that's what you could have suggested. Again, most cases, most Bali Tosfos all over in the other context say you need Dibur. So you need Dibur. So this Lushitasa with this Tosfos that says maybe it's only Dibur, Machshava would not be good enough. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam doesn't say specifically what he holds, but he does not say that you need Dibur. So from that stima, the Achronim assume that maybe he argues with these Bali Tosfos that even Machshava would be good enough. The Rambam at the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, Avichas Psulei HaMakdashim, that is the framework, that is the introduction to all Machshavas Psulos. The Rambam there says, Shalosh Machshavos Hein Shepos L'Mesach Karbanos. There are three problematic thoughts that could pass a carbon. Ve'elohein, Machshavas Shinui Hashem, a Machshav of Shinui Hashem, what we call Shalol L'Shma, you think a different carbon. U'Machshavas HaMakom, right, you think Shalol B'Mkomo. Umachshavas hazman, that's what we call pigle. Right, that's the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel. Three machshavas, then he goes through them. Machshavas shini Hashem keisad, zashokar as a savach shlo lishmo, shahya olave yechashiv shu shlamim, yishchatena lishem olav vishlamim, lishashlam lishlem olav. In all these cases, so if you look in the Mishnah Malach here, midiver rabbeinu nireb, the kol machshavah the kachim have afilu below hotzav apet. It sounds like even without saying anything with words, because he doesn't mention that. The Rambam should mention that. V'cheinu das harav b'chinuch. Parsha Samis, the Takuf Mem Dalin. That's what the Chinuch seems to say also, that you don't need Dibur. Achatosas, Perakama, the Zvachim, Dav Dalid, Nira de Svirle, the Kol Machshava, the Kachim, Sarachot Sa'ab Peh, the Kari, La Machshava, Lafish Imba Maisa. It's concretized deep thought, but it's called Machshava because it's not an action. It's like, as compared to a physical act, we could call it a Machshava. That is Tosfos. V'chinu das Rashi b'perek Beishamai, right at the end, also at the end of the fourth perek in Zvachim, and that's what Tosfos says in Amafkin Mem Gimel Amabezi quotes, right, and then he quotes a number of sources, this Mishnah Lamelech and Yud Gimel Aleph and Psulei HaMakdashim. But that's Tosfos' suggestion here. Maybe you could say that there's a chilek between Dibur and Machshav. Okay, let's go back to what we were up to. So we asked Akasha. The Gemara says that this Rabbi Yossi, as we understand Rabbi Yossi from our Mishnah, the Kavachomer of Rabbi Yossi, which is about Machasha Me'avoda Li'avoda, so it's a Kasha on Reish Lakish Pinim, and it's Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan Chutz. So Bishlama Pinim L'Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Lo Kasha, Pinim according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish is not a Kasha. Again, what was the question? The Gemara seemed to say, the Rabbi Yossi's assumption seemed to be that even Shalol L'Shma, you hold by kachim mechashim yevod liavoda. Didn't Reish Lakish reject that? You only say it by pigol. So the Gemara says no kasha. Hamikami deshama mirabi Yochanan. Halabasa deshama mirabi Yochanan. Maybe there's a difference between before and after he heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. Before he heard what from Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi discusses this. Maybe he heard Rabbi Yochanan quote a discussion in the Tanoim, right? A Rabbi Yossi, right? Until Rabbi Yochanan taught him this. A limud from Rabbi Yossi, which assumed that it applies to Shlo L'Shma too. Before that, that's when he held that there's no Mechashim Yevodu Le'avoda by Shlo L'Shma. But after Rabbi Yochanan taught him the Mishnah, and Rashi explains, and he realized it wasn't just his Rebbe talking here, Rabbi Yochanan, but it was his Rebbe, the name of a Mishnah, that he changed his mind. He was Chozer Bo, so that is how Rashi interprets. Tosfos finds it very difficult that Rabbi Reish Lakish didn't know the Mishnah. Right, what does it mean? Tosas, bottom Tosas, Tema. My teretzu zeshem etarich, I'm a Reish Lakish, called him shalom on the Mishnah. Right, he gave an answer before he learned the Mishnah? What kind of discussions, what did Rabbi Yochanan say before, what did Reish Lakish say? He didn't know the Mishnayis. He started giving shittas in the Gemara before Rabbi Yochanan taught him all of Shas, all of Mishnayis. That's somewhat difficult. So maybe it just means that he was chaser, but not that he didn't know the Mishnah, but maybe the interpretation of the Mishnah. But this is how we answer for Reish Lakish. So Pnim according to Reish Lakish is not an Akasha, because it's before and after he learns it from Rabbi Yochanan. Just by the way, keep in mind, whenever we have this discussion, before you have to remember when they became Rebbe and Talmud. That's the Gemara in Bamasiyah, that Pedalad. The great Gemara about Rebbe Yochanan was next to the riverbed, and he sees Reish Lakish swimming, and he sees his amazing strength, and he says, Chelech la'oraisa, right? You should devote yourself to Torah. While Reish Lakish says, you're handsome. Rebbe Yochanan, various Gemaras talk about the handsome stature of Rebbe Yochanan. He says, you should give your shufrech lenashi. The Reish Lakish said. So they made a deal. Rebbe Yochanan said, you should see my sister. If you see my sister, if you devote yourself to Torah, I'll convince my sister to marry you. And Kachava, that's what happened. The Gemara continues. We mentioned this various times in the past, that they became Rebbe and Talmud, and besides brothers-in-law. And there was one time, though, they were discussing a machlokas and Maseches Kalim, about related Gemara Malacha, when is a sword finished being processed? And Reish Lakish knew. Rebbe Yochanan makes a sarcastic comment somewhat related to Reish Lakish knows this because he used to be a bandit. And Reish Lakish has Chalishas Hadat, and ultimately, Rachmana Leslan leads to his demise, and Rabbi Yochanan can't handle it. He tried to make him better. Reish Lakish was just so upset, and he died from it. Rabbi Yochanan went around and said, where are you, Bar Lakisha? Where are you, Bar Lakisha? And ultimately, he died as well. And that's the Gemara that we've mentioned, that a Rebbe can't live without a Talmud, and a Talmud can't live without a Rebbe. It can relate to the Gemara in Makkos, which talks about somebody goes to Galus, Talmud Shigala, Maglin Rabo Imo. That's the relationship of a Rebbe and a Talmud. Okay, that's all parenthetically. But once we quoted Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, we answer the Stira in Reish Lakish, Ela Chutz Kashla Rabbi Yochanan. What about Rabbi Yochanan's Chutz Stira, the Mishnah? Again, what's the Kasha? Rabbi Yossi assumes in the Mishnah that there is Machashin Me'avodah. There is no Machashin Me'avodah Le'avodah when it comes to Chulin. Mashen Kein, Rabbi Yochanan assumes there is. So the Gemara answers, Humosav Avum Afarikla Ba'arba Avodos. So Rabbi Yossi means that in Chulin there isn't Machashin by four Avodos. Hachikamar, meaning what as follows. Uma, this is how Rabbi Yochanan would interpret Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Uma b'makam sham machshava poselas b'mukdashin ba'arba avodos. In kachim, machshava is poselas by all four avodos. Shechita kabbalah holach hazrika. Machshava passes by all of them. Ein hakol holach el achara oved, and yet there still, it's only by the oved. Only the oved can have the machshava. If anybody else, you don't say, even by a context where there's four avodos. Makom, shein machshava poselas bechulin ela b'shtei avodos. So in a context by chulin where only two avodos are significant, ein odin shelo yehi akol holich ela achra shochid. So surely it should only go after the shochid and not anyone else. Rashi points out that by chulin only two avodos, by chulin, l'shem avodah zara, are nechta beferish. By the top Rashi. Chulin le'inyin avodos kochavim, shein machshava poselas behen bedalat avodos ela b'shnayim. Shchita ubizrika tahani hu deksivan. Those two are beferish, zoveach lelohim yacharam, and bal asach neskem midam. They're beferish, pasuk in Shmos, pasuk in Tehillim. So those are the two avodos that are significant for chulam l'shem avodah zara. Okay. So that is how Rabbi Yochanan would interpret the Mishnah. So we move on. Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. So there's a Braisa, there's a Tosefta that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan again, who says that Mechashvin me'avodah li'avodah even by chulin l'shem avodah zara. Hashochet es habehema lizrog dam al avodas kochavim ulahakdir chabal avodas kochavim hari elu zivchei mesim. So it says a beferish. If somebody is shechs a behema lizrog dam al avodas zara, so it's zivchei mesim, it's ne'esar. Shachta vi achar kachi sheva leha. What happens if a person shechted it and then afterwards he thinks l'shem avodah zara? It wasn't during the shechita. Could a person undermine it afterwards? Or could we assume that maybe he was thinking it before and that we just didn't know? Zehaya ma'isa bekesari. This was a ma'isa. Velo amru balo isa velo heter. They didn't say anything. They didn't know what to paskin. They didn't know what to paskin. It was in limbo. They didn't want to say us. They didn't want to say mutter. Why? Amru chizda. Lo amru ba isur mishim kavodan derabanan. Velo heter mishim kvodo derabi Eliezer. They didn't want to paskin usher mishum the covet of the Rabbanan who say that in our case you do not say stam machshavas lavaris kochavim, as we had back in the right at the beginning of today's shir, the end of yesterday's shir. The Rabbanan hold that you don't say stam machshavas lavaris zara, and therefore in this case, even though you know afterwards the zrika was he decided to do the zrika lavaris zara, who said the shechita was lavaris zara, and therefore they couldn't say aser because of kavod Rabbanan. Lo hetem shekvod Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah said that you do say that, so therefore they couldn't say mutter. So the animal just they couldn't do anything with it. They couldn't say aser. They couldn't say mutter. So Gemara says, Mimai, why do you say this? Dilma, why do you say that the Machlokas or Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan would have the parallel Machlokas in this case? Maybe this case is different. Mimai, Dilma Adkan Lokami Rabbanan Hasam, when did Rabbanan there say that you do not say Stam Machshava, Savoris Kachal, Amoris Kachavim? When do you not say that El Zelo Shamana Dechashiv? Well, you don't know. You don't know anything. You don't know he was thinking of it. Aval Hacha, the Shamana Dechashiv. But here you see by this Rika, this is what he wants to do. So maybe the Rabbanan would agree here, Hochiach Sofo Al Tchilaso. Maybe the Rabbanan would agree here, Hochiach Sofo Al Tchilaso, and therefore we should say that it is not a parallel machlokas. Number one, Inami or Ad Kan Lo Kamer Rabbi Lazar Hasam El Agabi Ovid Kochavim, or the opposite. Maybe Rabbi Lazar only said there Stam Machshavas Ovid Kochavim because they were talking about an Ovid Kochavim. We're talking about a non-Jew. The Stam Machshavas Ovid Kochavim. There you could say it. Avodah Zara. Avo Yisrael Hochiach Sofo Atchilasa Lo Amrinan. But maybe by a Jew you don't say that. Even if a Jew at one moment in time becomes a Mumer, you don't say that he was a Mumer beforehand. You don't say that Stam Machshav Yehudi, lavoros gachavim, lavoros gachavim. Be mechalik between a Jew and a non-Jew. Rashi says, "Hochiach sofa lo amrinan." Right across, to Dilma acher shchita nichnas bo yitzahara the hamer daito. Maybe after shchita it happened, but not beforehand. So therefore, you cannot say that. If you look in the Shach in Siman Aleph, right at the beginning of your Ardea, in Sivches, the Shach says it's also beferish. Shafilu mishahimir eino chashid l'mafreya. You don't go backwards in time. Shim shachad o nikar chelev v'achar achemir ba'oso yom hakol kasher. You don't say, it's not like Hilchas Nida, where she was, where she checked, and she was Tameya, and you have to check, oh, when did she become Tameya? Here, no. If he becomes a Mumer at that certain moment, you don't go to Mafreya. And that's what the Gemara is saying here. Hochich sofu ha-tchilaso lo amrinan. You don't go backwards, says the Shach, based on that Rashi. Isn't that Rashi? Good. So now we have to give a different shot of the Brisa. The Brisa says they didn't say Mutter, they didn't say Aser. So before we said they didn't say Mutter because of Kavod Rabbi Lazar, they didn't say Aser because of Kavod Rabbanan. So we just knocked out that parallel. So Ella Amar Rav Shizvi, we'll try to give a different shot. Lo Amru Baheter, Shim Kvoda Durashvan. They didn't say Mutter because of the Kavod of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Because Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? That's the question. They wouldn't want to say Mutter because Rav Shimon ben Gamliel somewhere says Hochiach Sofu Al Tchilaso. That phrase, and therefore, if we would hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we should say Asur in our case, and they didn't say Mutter because of Kavod of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So which Rav Shimon ben Gamliel are we talking about? Hey, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So let's talk about a few of them. So Elaim Rav Shimon ben Gamliel de Gittin. Are we talking about Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said a number of comments relating to this principle of Hochiach Sofo Tchilaso in various different contexts. So the question is, which one are we referring to here? That if we would hold like him, we should say Aser, but we don't say Mutter at least as Alt Kavet to him. So it's not. So first, maybe it's the Mishnah in Gittin. Mishnah, the sixth parak in Gittin says, Habari Sha'amar Kisfu Gela Ishti. If a healthy person says, write a get for my wife, what's important is what he did not say, not what he said. A person says, write a get for my wife, and he did not say, and give it. He didn't finish the line. Ratzel asachik ba. So the Mishnah says, he's just playing games. He's not being serious, because he didn't say, give it. Even though you need Sivi Habal, but that's lacking in the Sivi Habal. There's no Nesina there. There's no Sivi of Nesina. Umaisa babarish amar kisvu gel ishti. Va'ala lagag v'naf av ameis. There's a case of Rechman al-Athan, a person says, give a get to my wife. He goes up to the rooftop, and then he falls off, and he dies. And Rashi says it has to be that by this time, the sofer had already written, and the edim had already witnessed that it was given to his wife before he died, because in gel achar misa. So let's say this case happened, and all this happened before he went up to the roof. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, if he fell by himself, he tripped, hareze get. So then if he tripped, but if you see there was no other excuse why he might have fallen, so then you assume it's a get, because he had this was his whole plan. But if the wind pushed him off, you see it was out of his control when he fell, ain't no get, it's not a get. That's what the Mishnah said. So again, the Mishnah says, if a bari says kisvu, then it's just a joke. And then we bring a story of a bari that went, or Shulchan Aruch says, it depends how he fell. So the Gemara says, Avinu v'maisa lister. So the story contradicts the din. Right? The din says it doesn't work, and the story says it does work in certain cases. And the Gemara said, there, chisuri mechzer v'achitani. This is what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel meant, and this is what you have to add into the Mishnah. Usually, if somebody says kisvu, it doesn't work. But im hochiach sofo al tchila, so hari zaget. But if his later actions prove and reflect what his earlier actions must have been, it is a get. And then you have umay sanami babari shamar kisvu gel ishti. If all of the guy went off of a mace, and Rav Shugam Liel makes the chilek. Amar ashbag im meyatman afal hari zaget v'im haruach tachas oino get. So what do you see from there? Rav Shugam Liel holds to the principle of hochiach sofo al tchilaso, and therefore, in our case too, hochiach sofo al tchilaso, we would have said that it is usur. If somebody shechs a behema, and then afterwards is zorek the dam lavo to zara, so do we say that the shechita was messed up also, and you can't eat the basar? So Reb Shimon Gamliel Lachar would say it's usur. So we didn't say mutter al tkavid for Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. The question is, why don't you say usur? The Rashbi here says, you don't find that the Rabbanan argue with Rashbag by Gittin. So Lachar, the Rabbanan agreed to Shugam Liel there by Gittin. So what's the difference? So why don't you say Aser here? In our case, by Avodah Zarah. So the Rashba says, where's my Rashba? Second. Here's my Rashba. So says the Rashba, no, maybe you could still be Mechalek between the two cases. Im Tomar, yes, the Rashba, Im Kain, Amailo Amr Boiser, Tolekan Manta Palik, Behidah, the Rabbanan Shugam Liel. Nobody argues there. So he says, no. Yishlomar mishum kvod atzman to lo sfir lulu demuya hidahasam. You're right over there, they might agree by get. But who says here it's exactly the same? The shiny hacha. The Yisrael mivdol badol me'avodah zarah. A Jew and avodah zarah do not mix. The afagav the shaminan hashta the chashiv hochiach sofo al tchilaso. Lo amrinan. The dilma yetzer with the albashay hashta. Even if you want to say hochiach sofo al tchilaso in other contexts, who says that you should say it in this context of a Jew and avodah zarah? It's still limited. It's not a clear cut comparison. And therefore, you cannot say, we wouldn't say it's usher here. We just wouldn't say mutter because of the chashash of this. Fine. So that's the suggestion which Rashbag we're talking about. So now the Gemara says, Vidilma shani hasam, dakamar kisvu. Maybe you can't compare the cases at all. The Rashba already said you can't compare the cases on one level. But now the Gemara says, maybe it's different because here he already clued you in a little bit. He said kisvu. You're right, he didn't say tenu. But maybe that's not a normal case of hochiach sofo al tchilaso. Because there already in the tchila you did something. And the soul finishes it off. Mashenkin, here the shechita that you did, you didn't give off any impression of a avodah zarah. So maybe in our case, totally you wouldn't say hochiach sofo al tchilaso, and therefore it should be totally mutter. So, it's the opposite question. The Rashba asks, hey, it should be Yasser, and explain why it's not Yasser. So now the Gemara says, no, maybe it even should be Mutter, because you can't compare the cases. So that can't be the Reb Shimon Gamliel that we're talking about, that we're Choshesh for his covenant. So El Amar Avina, a different one. Mishum Kvoda, the Reb Shimon Gamliel, a different Reb Shimon Gamliel that we could talk about. Dahacha, the following. Ditanya, the Brisa says. The Brisa says, "Hakosim nechasav la'achirim." If somebody writes all of his property to someone else, v'ha'yu bohen avadim, and there are avadim in that property, v'amar halah, and the receiver says, "Efshi bohen, I don't want those avadim." The Gemara says, "Kolakone eved la'atzmo, kolakone rabo la'atzmo." Having an eved is not simple. You have to make sure he's taken care of. So say somebody doesn't want the eved. So if Reuven's giving Shimon all of his property and inside are avadim, and Shimon says, "I don't want the avadim," simhaya rabo sheni kohen hari elo ochlem b'truma. The Tanakhama says, if the second master of Shimon is a kohen, the avadim can eat truma. Sounds like it's automatic. Even though he doesn't want the avadim, tough luck. And as long and if he's a kohen, avadim can eat truma. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Omer, no. Kivan Sha'amar Halah Yefshi Bahen Kfar Zacha Ben Yarshim. Since he doesn't want them, so the Yarshim of the giver get them. The Yarshim of the giver get them. Right? Because you can't be Zoche something Bal Karcha. You can't be Mizakim Bal Karcha. So the Gemara says, Lavinaba, Lotanakama, Filo Omer Vitzaveach. What's the Tanakama talking about? Even if the guy's screaming, I don't want the Avadim, we're going to force him to take the Avadim. The Rashbam and the Rashi here says, you can't give him a ton of Bal Karcha. So what do even omid v'soveach? Rashi says, last skinny line. Teichin matzinu makabu matana balkarcha. If you look in the Rashbam and Vavabasra, where this comes up, Kuflam and Ches, he also quotes, Soni matanas yichya. Somebody doesn't want a matana, so how can we force it? So what's the machlokas about? Where the Tanakhama says he's forced to get it, so to speak. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says not. So Amar Rabbi Vitamer of Yochanan, Bitsoveach me'ikaro kutukole amalo plikidlo kana. Now, if the guy's screaming from the start, it's for sure not kona. You're right. A person can never be zoch, we can never force somebody to take something. And the other case for sure does work. If he's quiet and then a week later he decides, I don't want the avadim, then that's too late. It's already his. Ki pligi b'shezichaloi de'acher. The machlokas is where Reuven gives it to Shimon through an acher. He gives a shtar matana to someone else. Shimon's there. Rashi says in the first wide line, Shemasa shtar matana la'acher b'funav. Somebody else is there. Somebody else gets it on your behalf. Vishasak, and then you're quiet. Ulubasob sovech, and then you start screaming about it, and you don't want them. So that's the machlokas. Tanakaba sovar midashasik kaninhu. Because at the original moment, when the acher got it, you were quiet. You should have said something. You didn't say something then. So tafla kaninu, you're kona it. Vahai dekat saveach, that you scream afterwards. Mehetek ahadar beis, you're trying to retract. It's too late. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rav Shimon Gamliel saver no. Hochiach sofu al tchila. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. Sof is mochiach, and therefore, because he screamed later, we assume he never wanted it. Vahai dekat saveach meikara. Why didn't he scream originally then? Saver kilo asi liyadi amay atzvach. I don't have it yet. So the other guy has my shtar matana. Okay, but I don't have to scream about it yet. So therefore, I'm not going to scream about it now. Shimon Gamliel says that works. Hochiach sofu al tchilaso in that case. So that's the hochiach sofu al tchilaso that we would apply in our case to say that the shechita is also avodah zara. So that's why we don't matter it because of the kavod of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Kavod of Shimon Gamliel. But it's clear from this Gemara that you cannot be zocha something for somebody if in the end they don't want it. Right? So it's clear for somebody. Right? So related to this is the beautiful discussion of the Ksos. The Ksos in two Ksoses this week, Baruch Hashem. Yes, we don't want to get not too many Ksoses in Maseches Chulin, at least as of now, but the Ksos in Choshe Mishpat in Reish Mem Gimel Os Ches, where the Ksos talks about the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen's case, Trumas Hadeshen in Kufei Ches, talks about a woman who's making challah. She needs a dough, a balas, a bai, she needs the dough, and then she goes out for a walk, and then her Mishareses is there. Her servant is there, and all of a sudden she sees that the dough needs to be put into the oven. She sees right now it's going to get ruined unless it's baked right now. The problem is challah wasn't taken off yet. So this mishareses, right, is totally risen, whatever the case is, the whole dough is going to get ruined unless it's baked right now. So the mishareses wants to take off challah without the rishus of the balabayis. That's the kasha. Could this woman take off challah for the dough, because or else it's going to be ruined? So is this a case of Zachal Anam Shalom Bafanav? That's the Shaila. Is this Zachal Anam Shalom Bafanav? So the Trumas Hadeshen says, yes. Yiril the Shaper Dami Lemevet Achi. She can take off Chala. Tekiva de Miskalkel, Schusu the Balabayas. Since this is going to get ruined, this is Schus. The Kaimalon Zachiyam Mitam Shlichus is Rabbi. Vahachanami, Hamishareses, Naasis Shlucha, Afilo Shlomi Daita, Mitam de Schusula, the Afilo Inkachash Kilkala Isa, even if the dough is not going to get totally ruined. And even though it says about taking off truma for someone, say that's different. It says digel meimer das balabayis the shlucha dafka yitrom. If he tells somebody specifically, but here he didn't say it. He thinks she's saving the dough, and therefore it is good enough for we would tell her to take off chala. And the Rama quotes this in Shin Chav Ches and Yoredeya. Right, the Rama quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, and the Taz quotes also Paskins like it. That's the Trumas Hadeshen. Right, that's Zachin, because what if later on she says, I didn't want you to do it, I don't want you to do it, but it's already Zachin. Zachal Anshul Bafanov. Says the Ksos, Im ki adati miut erki, lahar achar piski maharai, even though I know that I'm a nothing, trying to be cholik on the Trumas Hadeshen, uve prachik far holcha acharav haramav hataz, amnamani is daiti, I think, Tosas and the Rashba argue. And this is, it doesn't quote these words, but the Achronim quote this Ksos as formulating, you know why this case is different? You usually hold to the principle of Zachal Adam Shel Bafanav. But this is not Zachin La'adam. This is Zachin Me'adam Shel Bafanav. Because you're taking challah in order to be mezakeh. So do you say that? The Gemara talks about Zachin Le'adam, getting something for the person Shel Bafanav. But even though it's going to be a schus here, it's going to say for dough, who says that you say that? You say Zachin Me'adam, you don't say? So that's the chiddush of the Achronim in the name of the Ksos. They quote the formula of the Ksos, Ksos doesn't use that phrase. But Zachin Me'adam, based on the Tosfos and the Rashba in Nedarim, but that's related to Zachiyah. But as our Gemara says here, Beferus, that any type of Zachiyah that is argued on later on can be undone. Okay, let's try to just finish up. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yosi, Halacha Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah, that Zechoshev Zeoved Lo Amrinan. Story. Hanu Taida Asu Litzikunya. There was a certain travelers, Ishmaelite travelers, Rashi says, second white line, is Yishmaelim, but they only like Basar Shchuta. They like Basar Shchuta. So, but they're Ishmaelim. So they come to Sikonia, Yahiv Dichwe Tafka Yisrael. They gave their animals to the Jewish butchers, to the Burish Shochtim. Amru Lahu, Dama Vatar Beladidon, Mashko Bisaladitchus. You know what they said? They said, give us the blood and the fat, and you could keep the meat and the skin. So the question is here, the Jews are shechting, and it's the guy's animal. Shalcha Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Masna, Lakami Rav Yosef, Kia Gavna Mai. What's the case? So Shalach Lehachi Amar Yehuda Mishrol, Alak Rav Yosef. He said, no problem, Alak like Rav Yosef. And who cares what they're thinking? They're going to be thinking Lashem Avodah Zarah, doesn't matter. We paskin Ze Oved, Ze Machashev, Lo Amrinan. Amalei Rav Acha, Bered Rav Avi, Rav Ashi, L'Rabba Lazar, Yahiv Le'Zuze, L'Tavach Yisrael Mai. Rav Acha, yes, one sec. According to Rav Lazar, Rav Lazar in our Mishnah says, Zechoshe Vizze Oved. If it is a guy's, then we are worried about his machshava. Sta machshava l'avodah zarah. What if a guy does not own the animal, but he just gives a Jew some money beforehand to say, you know what, it's your animal, but here's some money, could I please have a piece? So is that already considered that a guy has bailus on a piece of the animal? So my, that's the shayla. So Amalei said the Ravashi answered, it depends. Chazinani inish alamahu to lomati matkile. Is this a very strong guy who there's no turning back on this? If he gave you the money, you're gonna have to give him the piece of meat. So then it's as if it's his, and therefore it's usser. Then it's usser according to Rabbi Lazar. The lo, but if not, then you'd be able to retract. And you could overpower the guy and go back on it. Amalei reishek vahar. So basically, what you could tell him is, here's your head, here's your mountain. It's a phrase that means just go bang your head against the mountain, I'm doing what I want, and you don't have any effect on me. So that's a little tongue-in-cheek, which means the guy does not own a portion of it, and therefore one does not have to be worried. So it depends what type of guy we are talking about. Interestingly, the Rishash here says, this Gemara is a marker for the Rambam. Which Rambam? A Rambam out of left field. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, Goy, and the Mefarshim trying to figure out what his source is. But right here, the Rishash on Argamar says, Argamar is the source. Rishash had Shas on his fingertips. Goy ana shehiv kidechem, so that's the Yisrael. Let's say a Goy forces a Jew to watch his Chametz on Pesach. He forces him. So im yodea Yisraeli shim avaro nigla mechayvo l'shalmo, if it's a strong guy, and the Jew knows if he loses it or if it's stolen, he's going to have to pay him for it. V'kofeyu v'onso l'shalim, he's going to force him. Af al pishlo kibel achrayis, hari zechayv levaro. Even if it wasn't a kibel achrayis, he has to get rid of it. Shahari nechshav ki iluhu shalo. It's as if it's his. Bepreshim mechayvo ha'anas b'achor yuso. Because the anas forced it into his possession. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says, no. The Gemara at the beginning of Psachim argues on this. Says the Rishash, no, this is our Gemara. The Gemara says, if it's forced and you're not going to have a choice, then it's considered yours. Rishash says, this Rambam, Dala, and Chametz Umatzah, is based on Chulun Lamed Tesma base. Amazing. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue. But hopefully the Parsha Shia was given, it was uploaded, hopefully it will be posted, if it's not posted already. Everybody have a good day.